This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. About a month and a half ago, the White House came out with an official strategy for honeybees. They want to reverse the trend of what has come to be called colony collapse disorder. Just like it sounds, bee colonies dying off in huge numbers. David Wallace Wells writes about bees and the business thereof in New York Magazine. David, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Bees are, you write, the smallest worker in our agricultural industrial complex. Explain what that means, would you?
Well, the honeybee is not even native to North America. It's here only because it can work. 90 to 95% of honeybee colonies are what are called pollinator colonies, and they're trucked around the country year-round from the Dakotas to California to Washington to Maine to Florida to Texas, basically from one industrial farm to another. And they get to the farm, and for 3 weeks, they're let out of their cages, so to speak, fly around and pollinate the crops.
What's happening here with these guys and the colony collapse and all that is on-the-job stress.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough life. I mean, imagine being transported around the country all year on a truck, never being able to eat a balanced diet, and being sprayed with chemicals all the time that are designed to kill you and the people like you. On top of that, they're not so well suited to this life. This isn't what they were evolved to do. And so all of these strange conditions that they've been put into sort of freak them out. Some scientists discovered that they respond to the stress by foraging earlier and earlier, which they're really bad at. And then when they come back without much food, the whole colony sort of freaks out and collapses. They don't know what to do.
What is the answer then? I mean, do we distribute beehives better? Because clearly trucking them's not working. I mean, getting rid of pesticides is going to be a tricky thing.
Well, there is a movement to make pesticides a little better. And in fact, the pesticides that are now in use are better than the ones that were in use a couple decades ago. There's also movement among some of these industrial scale farms to bring bees in-house so that the bees will live on a single farm all year round rather than trucking around the country.
And one imagines what their diet would be, right? They'd have to plant other crops and, you know, tasty flowers and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And right. In fact, the White House released a major initiative a few weeks ago designed to help the health of honeybees. And the main concrete proposal they put forward was really expanding the amount of forage land around these farms.
You put them on the scale of value in the agricultural process and industry in this country here. You put them somewhere between the chicken and the pig.
Yeah, it's below. I think that's actually the global estimate. It's below beef, but between the chicken and the pig. In the U.S., the USDA estimates that they're worth about $15 billion a year in agricultural value. They say that they're responsible for one in every three mouthfuls of food that we eat. I think both of those estimates are a little high, but the truth is they're completely essential to the way we eat, the way we make food now in America.
Talk to me about commercial beekeepers for a second and that business. I mean, can you be profitable doing this if 30% of your herd is dying every year?
Absolutely. You know, it depends on the beekeeper, the size of his apiary, and how many farms he visits in a year. But in general, most beekeepers are actually quite well off. Mm. One of the beekeepers I spent time with for this piece, he's sort of so fed up with the health issues that he doesn't even bring his own bees. He just supervises other people's bees. And even for that, for a 2 or 3 week gig managing someone else's bees, he was making $50,000 to $60,000 on a farm.
In 2 to 3 weeks?
Yeah.
I need to get a new job. David Wallace Wells, he is an editor at New York Magazine. David, thanks very much.
Thanks so much.